Savior come in, their cold, hard hearts would be melted, and the merciful love of Jesus would be communicated to others instead of this worrying, exacting spirit. Christ's followers are in this world for the purpose of working intelligently to pluck brands from the burning. A consistent religious life, holy conversation, a godly example, true-hearted benevolence mark the representative of Christ. Every duty he will faithfully perform thus become a beacon light. Review and Herald, November 16th, 1886. Brothers and sisters, Gideon, as other prophecies in the Bible, when he is illustrating the time period in Adventism that we are in today, the Laodicean condition, symbolizes a legal religion, a form of godliness without the power thereof that would exist within Adventism today. But he also symbolizes a man who needs patience. And he also symbolizes those that will ultimately be among the victorious in the final battle. He brings to us a message that you and I need to develop the patience that is one of the characteristics of the remnant. And in order to develop patience, the Bible testimony is clear that the Lord brings us trials, severe trials that increase in severity as we progress in our Christian experience. This struggle with these trials is the Christian warfare. These struggles with these trials is the battle that is illustrated by Gideon. Both phases of the battle that he took to his father's house, the battle that he took to the world, is the Christian warfare typified in Gideon's experience. But whether you look at Ezekiel 8 through 12, where God's church is typified at the end, you see that those that are sealed and those that receive the mark of the beast are in Jerusalem. They're in God's church. Or whether you look at the story of Nehemiah, where the reform goes on within Jerusalem, they're in God's church. Or you look at the story of William Miller, where you can no longer see those that faithful ones that are hidden because of the false-hearted brethren and the rubbish of error that comes into Adventism. And if you're not familiar with this presentation, you can see this presentation in a series that we did prior to this one called The Overflowing Scourge. What William Miller's dream describes the same scenario. A Laodicean church, and out of that church comes those that will finish the work, the jewels that